It was 1945 in the DP camp, just a few months after liberation. The Kleuzberger Rebbe is leading the Yom Kippur davening in DP camp with people who aren't broken. They're crushed, shattered, battered, obliterated. You can imagine the moving davening that was going on. And as the davening goes along, the Kleuzberger Rebbe was leading a man who had lost 11 children and his wife in the Holocaust. And the davening reaches the Al-Chetz that we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we profess to him, we did this sin, we did that sin, with our minds, with our hands, with our hearts, with our bodies. And one man gets up and screams, no! And everyone doesn't know what to do. And they say, okay, try calming him down. He says, no! They try talking to him, no! He says, I'll hate with my hands, I'll hate with my eyes, I'll hate with my bodies. I watched my family get murdered. I did nothing. I didn't use my hands. I saw tragedies going on around me, and I kept my head down. I was forced to do the worst things, and I didn't move a muscle out of place. I did no sin with my hands. I did no sin with my body. I did no sin with my head. If anyone has to ask forgiveness, said the man, it's God, for taking away my family, for destroying the Jewish people, for all the horrible things that we saw and we went through. And no one knew what to say. The crowd went silent. They turned to the Rebbe, looking with pleading eyes about what they could say. And the Rebbe said, he's right. And everyone broke down crying. The Rebbe said, however, let me tell you something. The Rebbe said that they were in the camps, in the worst possible situation that anyone could imagine. Their clothing were riddled with lice. They were freezing at nights and boiling during the day. The conditions were horrible. People were dying of illness, of getting beaten, backbreaking labor. Worst things that we could never, ever imagine. And he said there was a ritual the Nazis would do every day. They would take a few people and they would put a backpack on someone's back and put it with bricks. And they would say, if one brick falls, we add two more. And they would tell you to climb steps. And people would climb, and obviously a brick would fall. They would add more. And they didn't allow them to stop. If they would stop, the Nazi would say, if you stop, we beat you. If you fall, we beat you down to the ground till you're dust. And the Kleuzberger Rebbe said this was worse than anything else, worse than the regular labor, worse than seeing all the atrocities, worse than sleeping with riddled clothing, disgusting with lice and dirt and disease. This was the worst thing that you could imagine. Going through it yourself, he said, and watching others. The Rebbe said when he witnessed this horrible, horrible atrocity that the Nazis would do, every night when he would go to sleep, he would say, please, please God, just let me die in my sleep so I don't have to wake up to this again. Take me away from the pain so I don't go through this. Let me just go with you tonight. The Rebbe said that I'm asking God for forgiveness right now because I didn't ask for something much bigger. I didn't ask for his salvation. I didn't ask for his care. I didn't ask for the greatest thing, for Hashem to pluck me out of my darkness. And for that, the closing baby said, we all have to ask for forgiveness, that we didn't reach out to God and know he's there for us. This is an unbelievable story. It means that in every situation in your life, you have to take your head and expand it. No matter how difficult, no matter how dark, no matter how damp, no matter how much pain, you can always expand your mind to know that Hashem can do anything, no matter how hard, difficult, no matter how dark. Shem can do it. You have to attach to them. But the lesson here that the Klausenberg Rebbe is teaching us is the foundation for all of life. That we have to know that no matter how much we can justify something and say, yes, that was right what I did at the time. I davened for my dad. Who wouldn't? You can always look deeper and say, I could have been bigger than that. I could have dreamed bigger than that. I could have been more real than that and aligned myself with something more. The Klausenberg Rebbe was saying that I could have been bigger. I could have done better. I should have seen past what I was seeing at the time.